KSL News Time coming up on 7:59. Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America, My Style Checking. And how are the roads looking out there this morning, Heather?
Well, on the freeways, you are seeing less snowpack now that a lot of the snow plows have gone through and they're salting the freeways. But that doesn't mean they're still slick and icy. People are still driving way too fast for the conditions. I've just heard of another crash, I-15 near the 201 interchange. That's at the Spaghetti Bowl. And then a lot of the city streets are still waiting for snow plows to get there, so they are snow-packed. Some of them still have 6 inches or more in the middle of the intersections. If you hit that too fast, you're going to spin out, especially if you have balding tires. Eric?
Multiple crashes the south end of Utah County from Payson up to the middle part of Provo and then even a little bit into Orem as well. Just to give you an example, two southbound crashes at University Avenue in Provo. The police was already at one and another car spun out behind them. There's two lanes going through that are fairly well plowed. Stay out of that third right-hand lane. That's where the slide-offs are taking place there. Alicia?
Well, we've got a crash, a new one. This is near Morgan, I-84, and those of you, I-15 through Ogden, all the way down through Layton Centerville, Bountiful, going to be snowy, icy. Plan extra time, about 30 miles an hour. The Salt Lake Home Show, January 6th through 8th at the Southtown Expo Center. For more information and discount tickets, go to saltlakehomeshow.com. I'm Alicia Smith in the KSL Traffic Center.